Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Kid or someplace. So yeah, I need get some sinus surgery done. Should have did that 10 years ago. I was in better shape. The only good thing happened was the infection I had was also on my tongue, and things didn't taste good at all. You know, not a kind of taste good, but my stomach shrunk and I lost weight, so maybe we'll keep up the smaller portions now.
Eating in moderation is the key to losing weight. I know it, yet I don't follow my own advice.
Yeah, going on the lower level, L.I. BQE and then down to Cabela's in Pennsylvania. That's always, munchies is always a problem with me. So, actually, you know, these days, like, one or two cookies a day is fine. Ever since they stopped the coffee break at work 2 years ago, plus this time when I was sick for like 5 or 6 weeks, I just got over like a week or so ago. I lost about 60 pounds.
Yeah, I could stand to lose a few pounds also. I don't know too many people who can't afford to lose a few pounds. I don't even want to think about how much I really want to lose.
Hey, I'm going underneath the tunnel here. I'll be out in a second.
If you were in that tunnel already when you transmitted, you're making it through fine.
On the cause of your school. All right. So, yeah, you know, I look back at my parents and their parents, and everybody those days, when I got older, they didn't get fatter. And, you know, they had desserts and candy. There's got to be something else going on, because I look at all my friends that I haven't seen in many decades that I knew from 30 years ago that were all fit and thin, and now, you know, they're overweight. So, I don't know. Must be something else they're putting in the food or feeding the animals. Something changed. Besides portions and whatever else.
I'll take a look at the average portion size when you go to the medium cost restaurants. For some reason, it's become very chic and very high class to serve less. So the more expensive the restaurant, the less you get served. It's just that they display it on the plate nicer. The medium class restaurants and the diners, you usually get huge portions.
Oh yeah, that's true. You know, usually go for a breakfast at Glendale Diner or whatever, you know. You know, I asked them, you know, I said, my stomach shrunk, can't you give me less? And go, you know this place, they give you a ton of everything.
Yeah, like I take a look at some of the breakfast at these, quote, breakfast places, like Denny's, the Grand Slam and things like that. Who really needs 2 eggs, 3 pancakes, plus a side of bacon or sausage in one meal.
Yeah, I used to do that. That was my favorite one. You're picking on me. Two eggs, two pancakes, and sausage. Going on the Willie B. Bridge.
Hey, you're making some good time. Yeah, well, think about it. Did you really need all that much breakfast?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, but at that point, my stomach was stretched and ready to receive it.
Yeah, one of my biggest faults is that I eat too fast. See, I know all the science about it. I just ignore it. I eat too fast, and the science behind that, it takes a matter of time for the nerve endings in the stomach to send a signal up to the brain and be interpreted that you're full. But if you eat fast, you stuff more into the stomach before the brain can analyze that you've had enough.
Oh, I always ate fast. You know, my father was a fire department. I was at the rescue squad, and, you know, you just gobbled things down, even at work, although 30 years Port Authority. You're on call, you know. Just gobble things down fast as you could while it was warm. And, the last year or so, you know, doing a sitting down, retired, doing a crossword puzzle, reading the paper, and, you know, especially down the stomach smoke, I just, you know, take my time a little bit. Not as long as some people. My doctor went, I saw one of my neighbors, you know, that I didn't really know, just said, you know, hi to each other. My doctor was trying to fix me up with it. I was like, yeah, I didn't say anything. Like, oh, no. I seen this lady take a half an hour to eat one baked potato.
Now, take a look at her physique. I'm not seeing her face. Is she thin or is she obese?
Well, it's just difficult to make that determination, but I would say pretty close to the official borderline for obese, you know, just a little chunky, you know, but she's cute. W4, NYF, where am I? Delancey.
Okay. That means she's got to be back in her way somewhere that you didn't see. Because if all she's having is a half an hour to eat just one baked potato, I would expect her to be thin.
Oh, no, that was just the half an hour I saw her eat the baked potatoes. She was with the girls for a three-course meal, and they're all sitting around waiting for her to finish.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Okie dokie. Well, Doc, good talking to you. And I'm getting to the point here. I haven't been down here in a while, so I have to pay attention where I'm going. So, 73s. I'll catch you again someday when I get up. W4 and WF.
Okie doke. Take care. Oh, by the way, Richie's working night, so he's not on at this hour right now. 73N2ZEP, clear and listening.
Somebody.
Instead of coming on like the long-lost, lonely soul that you are, why don't you just call me? 2 to 3 days a week, you'll be right. And she's anything.
Is anybody there?
Okay, you don't want to talk to me. You can suffer in silence.
Good morning, sir. Of course I'll talk to you.
I figured that would get you.
Here, I just got up on the viaduct. Showing 33 here. Is it that cold? A little breezy.
Well, I'm further into the city than you are. I'm a mile and a half from the Kew Gardens interchange. And I'm showing 38. I guess it is a little chilly.
All right. I heard it's supposed to be in the 50s by Wednesday, so we'll take it. We'll take it. Needed a mild winter, and so far we're getting it, with the exception of a couple of days here and there. I don't know if we're out of the woods yet, but I'm not hating it.
Al, if I didn't have office hours, I wouldn't have bothered with that one snowfall we had, putting gas in the snowblower and cleaning it up with that. But I wouldn't mind wasting the rest of that gasoline.
Sure. All right. A car got rear-ended and it's off to the side of the road here. I think it was parked. And I'm talking about major accordion stuff with fuel and glass all over the place. So obviously late last night. That was right almost in front of Lamani, which is a happening night spot over here in Hysterical Roslyn. Anyway, hope you had a good weekend. Ran out to the Tanger outlets yesterday, had to get some clothes for the kiddies. So that was fun. It was nice out there. It was a nice day.
I spent a good part of the day just relaxing. I did some paperwork at my desk, cleaned that up, and relaxed a little bit. I was in my jammies a good part of the day.
Just to show you how incoherent I am, there's a light at the corner of Paul Washington Boulevard and Northern Boulevard, and this BMW next to me started going across, and I just went across with him. It was a turning arrow, so I didn't wait for the light to change. Oh boy, let me smack myself in the face a second. Hold on.
Well, as long as the only thing you get smacked with is your own hand in the face, you got away with it. You could have been smacked by the front end of another car, or you could have been smacked in the face by a bright light taking your photograph.
Oh. believe it or not, that's one of the few intersections which really should have a light at it that doesn't. And it was the turning lane to make a left. So I take it the other cars were all stopped. There were no cars there. That's why I thought it was, I don't know. That's why I followed the dope like I did. Because I'm a dope also. All right. I'm on my toes now.
AA2YHY.
YHY recognized. Steve, you're driving a car. I hope you're not sitting on your toes. Otherwise, it would be a little difficult to operate the pedals. YHY, pick it up, hand it over to Steve. My name is Gary N2ZEP.
Okay, Gary. Same here is also Steve. KA2YHY. A little earlier than normal in here for the early show instead of the morning show, but here I am today and tomorrow. Got some early teleconferences to attend, so had to use the alarm clock. Hadn't used it in a long time. So let me pass it over to Steve, and I'll be getting on the sudden stage in just a few moments.
Good morning, Steve. Hope all is well. I am up on Northern Boulevard. I'm just going up Spinney Hill in the Great Neck area, westbound. Okay. Well, I'm on my toes, meaning I woke up. That's what I mean, mister. And something else I wanted to tell you, but I don't remember what it was, which is part of the course for me. I did see some of Richie PPN's progress photos coming along nicely.
Yes, what will we all do looking at Facebook when that project is complete? We won't have new pictures to look at. Oh, well. And if we're all announcing our locations, I am currently on the crossover between the Grand Central and the LIE, and I'm headed towards Manhattan.
Okay. Well, I'm at the light that I'm not going to make a right on red on because I don't want that bright flash to go off, so I'll be getting on Sutton State Parkway here at exit 17, which is, I guess, Hempstead or Malvern, depending which way you go. And I wonder if both of you could give me a report on my audio. I made some few adjustments to the radio, and what I'm looking for is if my audio level is about the same as Steve's audio level, maybe you could tell me that on the next go-around. Over to Steve.
Well, go ahead, Gary. Give him that info. That's a comparison. 1-2-1-2.
Okay. If I'm using NQN's audio as the baseline, his is hotter than yours. He has a higher audio level, and it's a little harsher. In all honesty, yours is a little bit more pleasant to listen to, but it could be your voice. The not quite normal one has a harsh voice to begin with. Over to Mellow Steve.
Yeah, I adjusted the deviation potentiometer. Didn't adjust it very much, so I wanted to try and get a little more level out of it. I think I'm going to have it done by one of the other fellows in the club that has a deviation meter, because I didn't want to go too far, but did want to get the audio a little bit higher. But it's okay. Pleasant and reasonable is okay. I wanted to get it up a little hotter, as you mentioned. because I tend not to talk very loud. But anyway, Steve, over to you.
KB2EN, QN Mobile. Harsh, huh? Harsh Steve. Okay. How would you like me to come over there and stab you in the face with a soldering iron, Gary? Harsh. Never told me I had harsh audio. Now I'm going to be very, very harsh, attitude-wise, especially to you. I'm Harsh Steve, he's Mellow Steve. I like it.
Actually, Steve, I think I said your audio was hotter. You got a harsh voice, but your audio is hotter. Now, would you rather be called Harsh Steve or Hot Steve? Right now, I'll let Mellow Steve mention what he prefers.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get a soldering iron in the face, so I think we're just going to call him plain Steve. The Steve that's on the other side of Gary's transmission, and I'm the Steve on this side. But, yeah, no, I actually think the hotter audio is better. I've heard my audio from recording it and then listening to it, and well, I think the tonal quality is very good and very natural and pleasant, if you want to attach a non-technical term to it. I think the hotter audio is better, at least for in the car, because it punches through any extraneous noise, and that's what I was trying to do with this radio. Maybe it just can't be done with it, because I got a hold of the service manual, and there is no adjustments for the output audio level, but there is, of course, the deviation level, which I adjusted, but I was cautioned not to go too far without having a deviation meter on it, so either I didn't go far enough or I turned it in the wrong direction. This is KA2YHY, and we'll go to, how about Louder Steve?
Okay, Steve, well, your audio sounds very good. Your audio sounds good, and in comparison to the, you know, boring, monotone, spineless jellyfish audio that's coming from Gary, it's quite good. Harsh, Steve. I'll give you harsh. Cease. And by the way there, Mellow Steve, I know you're not accustomed to getting on this early, but the use of multisyllabic words before 6:30 is not allowed on the repeater. So words like deviation and extraneous are banned until 6:30. Garish?
Yeah, but Steve, those were rules of the morning show, and we have so few members of the morning show showing up anymore that I don't know if those rules still apply. Although you and I are members, and as of the last time officers were appointed by the RB, I was appointed an officer of the morning show, so I really should be enforcing it. Mellow Steve?
Well, you know, Mellow Steve is a charter member of the original morning show, but I've been off the air for quite some time, because I had to spend a little time as a guest of the state, actually at the guest of the federal government, for selling frequency allocations, and they compounded that with not collecting sales tax on a couple truckloads of antenna wax. So I'm familiar with the morning show, and I've been the victim of the wrath of many flotation bosses over the years. But now that I'm out, I only have to see the parole officer once a week. I'm back on the air. Steve?
Oh, very good. So, judging by your resume, I don't see any reason why you should not be a member of the morning show, the early morning show. Very good. Happy to have you aboard. No longer a charter member. Got all the correct essentials, the requirements that are needed. And it's true, Gary. I guess, you know, these so-called rules have not been enforced due to the lack of attendance, which I also plan on writing to you about. Okay. All right. It looks like this morning we have the world of dizzy drivers, because not only did I do a dizzy thing earlier, but it looks like the regularly assembled multitudes that are on Northern Boulevard here are doing quite the same. And it's not like the Super Bowl was on last night. You know, the SAG Awards were on. Come on. That put me to sleep by 8:30. Garish.
I did not watch the SAG Awards. I find most of those award shows very boring. I look for alternate entertainment. And if the only thing that they had on was an award show, I might actually try to look in the house for a book to read. Ooh, that's a novel idea. Mellow Steve?
Okay. Well, yeah, I happen to agree with you, Gary. I don't watch the award shows either. But with 300-plus channels to pick from, I usually could find something else. I think last night I watched Gladiator for the 15th time. Only because I think it's a great movie, and I think Crow got robbed of the Academy Awards that year, but be that as it may. Steve, maybe you could tell me one last thing about this audio issue, is that level-wise, would you say my level is about the same as Gary's, higher or lower? Steve?
Say it's about the same. What kind of rig are you using, Steve?
It's a Kenwood dual bander, TM-721.
Oh, I used 731s for years and years. I'm on a Kenwood right now. It's a tri-bander. And very good. I'd say it's about equal to Gary's, at least. But I didn't realize that mine was a little more driving. I used to use, well, for the last couple of years, I've been using the 706 in the car. And I know that has, you can adjust the audio on that. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to change it up and back from HF to FM. So, I always had like a minor problem with that. But this rig is a little more level. And I haven't heard myself on this radio, I would imagine. Probably sound dopier than in person. Gary, do you concur?
Well, I've insulted you enough this morning, so I'm going to pass on the obvious comments. And since I'm at the tunnel, you're going to get away with it for the rest of the morning. I'm going to say 7-3 to both of you. N2ZEP is clear. I'll leave it up to Mello's Steve to grab the obvious comments.
Okay, 73, Gary. Get out of the tunnel and to the other side safely. I don't know if I would want to replow that ground with Steve, so I'm just going to say I think your audio is strong. Not distorted in any way.
just louder, as if I were to crank up the volume control on my rig. It sounds like I have, when you were talking, it sounds like it would be turned up, and when Gary was talking, it would be turned down a little bit. But other than that, no comment. Steve?
Yeah, 7-3 Gary, the Submariner Mobile. Just gave it to Ian. Cuban Mobile on 188th Street in Fresh Meadows. Okie dokie. Yeah, sometimes that happens. Everybody will be basically on the same playing field, and then you get a player that's got the low audio. And you got to play with the volume control. You know, that kind of thing. All right. Well, like I said, it sounds good, at least from my end. I have a bad habit of, especially when I'm talking in the car, of not swallowing the microphone, but close talking it. I have a low voice, so I prefer the audio to be on the high side, to inject some highs. Otherwise, it put everybody to sleep. And where you headed off to today? I know you mentioned it earlier, but I don't recall.
Well, I'm headed to Melville on Route 110, and I'm done with the Southern State Parkway, and now I'm going northbound on 135. Just passing Bethpage Park, and absolutely no traffic to speak of. Kind of nice than what I normally leave, which is usually in about 45 minutes from now. But that's the way it is. You either sleep or put up with traffic, or have an early morning teleconference.
Mobile. Okay, stand by there a second, Steve. I think there's a DX station coming in. Over there. Go ahead, station.
Yeah, this is November 2, Echo Bravo. I'm looking for my best ham radio friend. His call is KB2NQN. Anybody out there? Hello?
Well, there's a harsh Steve on, so I take it you're looking for him. How you doing? How you feeling? Are you back in the saddle?
I'm back in the saddle. First day back. I just been to Coney Island. I'm leaving Coney Island. I'm headed for Pennsylvania. Going to go up to East New York now. So, I am back. So, be prepared. I didn't get the other station. I didn't hear what Gary said before, but, well, Steve, I'll turn it over to you and you can give it to that station. And two, easy.
All right, John. That's Mellow Steve, KB2YHY. He's got the mellow audio. He's much more mellow than me. I'm very harsh and belligerent. Being that it's 6:32, you notice I can start using those multi-syllabic words now, Steve. See, that's John, my best ham radio buddy in the whole world. Just say hello.
Okay, say hello to John. This is KA2YHY. Name here is also Steve. Good morning, John. Yeah, we were having a discussion on the audio, and you know, as soon as you said that word, Steve, I looked at the digital clock in the dashboard, and I noticed that it was 6:33 at the time you said it. So you are okay. The early morning show rules were not broken. John?
Now let me get this straight. Do all Steve's have the same kind of call? I mean, Mark Steve is NQN, my best friend in the whole amateur radio world. The one that came and, well, words can't describe it. But I'm feeling better, a lot better. Let's see what happens at my first day back. Steve, over to you.
It's good to hear you, man. I was asking about you. I didn't have my car for 3 weeks. I finally took care of that bodywork from the hailstorm. So I got it back last Wednesday. And I put the radio in on Thursday. I spoke to Gary. And he told me he didn't hear you, but Richie said he thought he heard you. I guess you were doing some checkup from the neck ups with the doctor. Steve, just to bring up the stuff, John's been out. He had a second lobotomy. The first one didn't take. So we're happy to hear him and his melodious tones. Mellow, Steve?
Well, fine business. Good to have you back, John. I think I may have worked you a couple weeks ago. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I did. Welcome back. And I'm now on Northern State Parkway heading east. Just passing the FCC towers. Around Bethpage, I guess it is. Or a little bit before Bethpage. And pretty soon I'll go into the Bethpage Valley, and maybe my signal will get a little choppy. John?
Okay, the only way you would have worked me is that if you were in tuned to the 7:30 traffic net on 8:05. Because I haven't been on this frequency at all since last year. I haven't been around. I've been home on amends. So, I'm headed over. I'm on the Bell Parkway, headed eastbound. Anyway, yeah, that was some haul. Steve, thanks for showing up. Keep me coming for a little while. A lot of problems. I didn't think we were going to be there, but the lobotomy took. We got a clean bill of health. I don't have to go back for anything else. But you should be happy about that.
All right, good. I'm sure you did some research after our conversation there, and you know, found out about that other stuff. I don't even know if I want you breathing on me right now. No, I'm sure you're all right. Good to hear you, man. Good to hear you. It was my pleasure to stop by. I'm only sorry that I couldn't sneak a bottle in. Actually, I tried to, and they confiscated it at the door. I told them it was for you. You know, I said I'm not going to open it here, but they didn't listen. I think the dead giveaway was when I asked where the ice machine was. So, good to hear you, and we'll, you know, like to see you up and around, of course, you know, instead of the way I viewed you before, which was almost wake-like, I might add. You're very peaceful looking. I'm around for one more, and then I got to go. I actually have my executive parking space already. Steve, over to you. You know what? I'm going to listen out. Have a good one, guys. Steve, keep John company. He's my pal, and I need somebody to look over him, just like Tom Berger did, and someone to watch over me. 7-3, guys. KB2 and QN Mobile. Steve?
Okay, 73, Steve. I'm actually going to sign also. I'm here on Route 110 in Melville. And, of course, as the usual spot, people are trying to three lanes. environment, even at this time in the morning, looks like curious, but that's okay. Steve, and John, 73 to you. Good to hear you, and yeah, perhaps it wasn't you, or it was someone that sounded like you with a similar call. This KA2YHY, and I will also listen out.
Okay, Steve and Steve, I'll have to say 73 to you guys. You're both going out, and we will catch you again tomorrow, or whatever, until we meet again. This is N2EB.
Don't push it today. Take it easy and let those young guys do the job. KB2N, QN Mobile. See you later.
KC2, KKX. That's what Steve would do.
Quick hello, Pete. I gotta go.
All right. Have a good day, Steve. John, are you still there? Yes, I'm still here. Got a ways to go and a lot of ground to cover. how you doing, Pete? Long time no hear.
Oh, I've been around, but traveling and odd hours, so haven't been a regular at any particular time. Although this seems a little bit on the late side for you guys, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, it is Monday, and we're just departing from Westchester and working our way to the city.
Okay, I didn't hear the beep. Well, it's a little late for me because I already checked in. I was in Coney Island, and had to hand in some forms and pick up some things, and now I'm headed to East New York, where I usually go to. But I've been out. I've been out of work for 6 weeks. I had they found cancer in the prostate, and I had a radical prostatectomy done, so this is my first day back. See?
Well, welcome back, and I hope all of that went as well as it could, and that you'll be 100% very soon if you're not already there.
Well, I'm about, I would say 95%. It's just, well, actually, it has been a problem for a while. So, but, the outcome is that, a little incontinence, but, that seems to be, I've been exercising and taking, seems to get that under control, so, just same thing as if I lift things or get up quickly. All of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, can't do that. So I had it done robotically. Pete, over to you.
Yeah, the urologists like to do the robot when they do that. And, glad to hear that the recovery is going well, and what you're describing I think is very common, and hopefully you'll make the rest of the remaining 5% soon, which is great, and pretty soon you'll just forget about it except for I guess routine visits. Anyway, I'm sure the worst is far behind now.
Okay, Oh yeah. And it was bad. You know, it was supposed to be like a 3-day stay, and I picked up a variant of, I guess it's a variant of C. diff, and that they gave to me, thank you very much, and now instead of 3 days, I was there 10 days. It's a long haul, but the worst is over, and I was home like for the rest of the time, and I figured after 6 weeks, you know, I'm good enough now to go back. Why not, you know, before they find out that they can do it without me.
That's the best it could be. and I'm sure it'll be great. Anyway, infection, the thing happened. That can happen anywhere. And the good news is they figured it out and treated it, and you're out and back home, and sounds like you're in the saddle.
Yeah, when I was in there, they couldn't figure it out what it was, because they tested me for, I guess, the usual stuff, and they found they couldn't, you know, everything came back negative, so, but I still had the problem, so, they treated me with an antibiotic, and believe it or not, I got actually better the day I came home. I said, that's all I needed, you know, was to come home. You know, that place can make you, I guess, sick, you know.
Hey, you can never underestimate the power of being home. But, you know, they want to make sure. So, when you get there, you don't need to come back. And the home is where you heal. Or finish healing. Anyway, trying to merge here and get on to the Major D. And let me pass it back to you. KC2, KKX for ID.
KC2, KKX. Z2ED. Alright, Pete, I'm safe. I gotta probably start merging over here where I'm going to Pennsylvania, and then the course is over to Bushwick. It's pretty hairy over there. That's the route. Well, I'm on the clock, so you know I'm traveling. It's gonna take a bit to get there, but I'm not in a hurry. Nothing pressing. That's it, so, yeah, but, anyway, it's over and done, put it behind me, so, anyway, it's just some winter we're having, huh? I mean, I didn't even turn the heat on the car. I got in, after traveling with the heat on, I got back in, and that's a little pretty easy. Pete, how's it by you? Send 2EB.
W, 2SCT Mobile, good morning.
Yeah, Peter recognized. And, John, compared to last year, it's like night and day. And, you know, who knows what February is going to be like. But I guess we'll all find out. Anyway, good morning, Peter, SET, and pass it to John, EB, and 2EB.
Yeah, good morning there, Pete, and John. Wow. I haven't been hearing you in the afternoons lately, so I don't know if your schedule changed a little bit. It's nice to hear you, and I never hear you at this hour, so I wonder why you're in here. It's like amazing. But nice hearing you. Hope you both had a good weekend. It was a nice weekend, quiet, midwinter weekend. And we are pretty much at the middle of the winter. And what Groundhog Day bears, but I think it's going to be an early spring, because she has like night and day. I mean, we're really sitting very, very pretty this year with the way the weather's been, and it looks like a pretty mild week again, and then cooling down Friday into Saturday as it seems to, but when you're looking at mid-50s temperatures at the tail end of January into the first February, that's pretty amazing. So,